today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about the culture of Arba'een, the 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. Today, Monday, is the 15th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book. We listen to chapter An-Nisa, verse 59 of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'ullaha wa ati'ur rasula wa ulil amri minkum. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا.
O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger, if you should believe in Allah and the Last Day. That is the best way and best in result.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
All the Shiite commentators have the same attitude on this matter, that the purpose of the phrase Ulil Amr mentioned in this verse is the immaculate imams to whom the physical and spiritual leadership of the Islamic society, consisting of all affairs of life, have been given from the side of Allah and His Apostle, peace be upon them, and it does not conclude any other than them. Of course, under some conditions, the obedience of those who are appointed to a rank and charge a position in the society is necessary. This obedience is not for that they themselves are those charged with authority, but for that they are agents of those charged with authority.
Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life.
This is Arba'een, let's go do the Arba'een. This is Arba'een, let's go do the Arba'een. of Imam Hussein. Let's perform the Arba'een.
As the previous episode, we continue speaking about Arba'een walk, and we know it as a symbol of peace and humanity. Over the years, Arba'een Walk has developed into the largest annual peaceful gathering, and it is recognized as the largest peace walk in the world. Along this journey, one witnessed the grandest display of humanitarian values, such that it has left witnesses in absolute awe. Arba'een is a definite evidence of the fact that Islam is nothing but a peaceful religion, convening men, women, and children of various beliefs together in perfect safety. Arba'een is a gathering of lovers of peace and friendship from all over the world, next to each other, near the tomb of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, the Imam of humanity and love, in order to unanimously declare that in spite of racial and religious differences, they can live in peace, friendship, and in close proximity to each other.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain social, political, and cultural aspects of holding the Arba'een March and Arba'een Walk in Iraq. This Husseini revival or Husseini resurrection cannot be regarded as anything ephemeral or anything short-term. Rather, it's going to be deep-rooted in the Islamic and particularly Shi doctrines and Shi beliefs. Now, this soft power of Shi's and this power of, giving priority and showing security to people, and at the same time reinforcing a kind of Islamic integration in Iraq, makes all the foes of the Islamic culture, and particularly Shi'i culture, make them feel intimidated and very worried about a new culture that's going to be shaped and find expression in the world. Another aspect is that since the downfall of Saddam Hussein, many Western powers, especially the Americans, because of the military power, and they've been present in Iraq, and they wanted to imply to other people that they went to Iraq in order to preserve safety and security in Iraq. However, we find that many dissident groups like ISIS groups or Daesh, got power in Iraq after the presence of the American forces and other, American and other elite forces in Iraq.
Now let's look at its purpose, Arba'een Walk and its purpose. The Arba'een Walk is a symbol of Shia, geopolitical privilege. Geopolitics constitutes the three elements of geography, politics, and power, and action and reactions of them. The results and value of this new geopolitics in the world and the world system, which is based on power, is a great capital that is both deterrent and progressive. The Arba'een pilgrimage brings all these three elements before the eyes of the world. It introduces both the extent of the Shia presence in the world and the element of politics, which is manifested in the theory of Walaya Faqih, and also shows the power of Shia Muslims. What are the cultural messages of Arba'in Waq? First and foremost, as the most important dimensions, Arba'in Waq is a cultural phenomenon. Ashura culture, dignity, majesty, self-sacrifice, martyrdom as the central point at this event show that the most important measurement specific for the ritual of Arba'in is referring to this Shia original revolutionary cultural identity. The second cultural message of Arba'in Waq is this point. The widespread presence of Shia countries in Arba'in somehow preserves their Shia identity. From this point of view, we can say that participation and presence in Arba'in Waqing is the manifestation of Shia identity and highlights it in comparison to other sub-identities, ethnic and national.
We have authentic hadiths from the Imams of Ahlul Bayt that the skies, the heavens, and the earth, they wept blood on Imam al-Hussein for 40 days. Authentic hadiths that all scholars have accepted. Yes, the skies rained blood for 40 days on the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And that stopped on the 40th. So we find that there is this significance of visiting Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the 40th. Now some people might say, you know, this is difficult for me to accept. How is it that the sky is going to weep blood? Does the sky even have a level of perception for it to weep blood? Is there anything in the Quran that could verify this? Yes, I'll share with you a verse in the Holy Quran that verifies the sky can weep blood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dukhan, verse 29, when he speaks about the Pharaoh and how Allah destroyed the people of the Pharaoh, Allah comments in beautiful, simple Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, the skies nor the earth wept on them. The sky did not cry over the Pharaoh when we destroyed him. The earth did not weep over the Pharaoh when we destroyed him. Stop a moment at a verse like that and analyze it. If it's impossible for the sky and the earth to weep on anyone, why would Allah negate that from the Pharaoh? Because that would be nonsense. If it's something that's impossible for anyone to happen, why negate it? What's the point of negating it? That's like me telling someone, you cannot fly. It's impossible for you to fly. Well, that's a given. Does anybody think that this person can fly for me to negate it and say, you don't have the capacity to fly, young man? This is not a word that comes from a wise person. Because no one has the capacity to fly. So when you negate it, that means it is possible. When Allah negates something from someone, that means it's possible for others, but he's negated from this particular example. So when the Holy Quran says that the skies did not weep, the earth did not weep over that incident, it means the sky has the capacity to weep. Because if it did not have the capacity to weep, what's the point of negating it? That's a verse in the Holy Quran. And don't forget the other verse in the Holy Quran that states, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Allah says, everything in existence glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a level of perception. But Allah says you cannot comprehend their tasbih. You cannot comprehend how they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Please keep us in your prayers and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.